This is David Haken with KC Cafe Radio at the Kerrville Folk Festival. I'm here with Amanda Pascali, who's one of the finalists in the new folk songwriting competition. Welcome, Amanda.
Thank you so much for having me, David.
Tell us a little bit about your background in music growing up.
So when I was growing up, I listened to a lot of traditional European music, a lot from Eastern Europe and Italian music as well. But I also listened to a lot of American folk music, of course, Bob Dylan and Donovan. Well, Donovan's not American, but that kind of style of folk music. Joan Baez, of course.
Tell us about your most recent album.
So late in 2018, me and the group that I play with, Amanda Pascali and the family, we put out an album called Still It Moves, and that's the English title. The Italian title is E Pur Si Muove, which is a phrase that Galileo said when he was put in jail.
Yes.
For saying that the earth revolves around the sun. And the reason why I chose that is because I do consider myself an activist, and our music is about activism. And all of our songs are about the truth and the fact that the truth will be true whether or not we want it to be.
So who are your musical influences?
So like I said, a lot of traditional music, anything that doesn't have like electronic sounds in it, I just eat it up. I love finding music from other countries, and even though it's old music, it's always new to me. So yeah, any traditional music. I like a lot of Russian music, like balalaika music, but I also like new music, and I think there's also a lot of good music coming out of the US, but there's also a lot of good music coming out of Italy. I like a lot of Italian songwriters, Fabrizio De André, Carmen Consoli, and American songwriters, of course, Hooray for the Riff Raff, I like them a lot, and also Bob Dylan and the other, like,
troubadours.
Yeah, fathers of folk music. Woody.
Yes. How would you describe your music?
So I coined a genre for my own music because I couldn't find where we fit. I call it immigrant American folk music because it's not quite American folk music, but it's not really folk music from any other country either. It's a music that is kind of brought here, but who knows from where.
Right.
Yeah.
So tell us what the spark was for the song you're going to play for us.
So the song is called Hey Amorino. Amorino comes from the Italian word amore, which means love. And amorino, whenever you put ino at the end of something, or ina, it means little. So this means little love. Hey, little love. For example, my grandma will call me Amandina, ina at the end, because it's like little Amanda. I wrote this song when I met an older person who told me that I was the embodiment of everything that he wanted to be when he was younger and wished that he could have been when he was younger. He told me, I wish I would have started a band. I wish I would have gone to school and studied harder. And I wish I would have been chasing my dreams. And basically, this is my response, saying that it's not too late to be that person, you know.
Cool, let's hear that song.
Stars.
Very fun. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you, David.
Thanks for coming in and sharing your music with us.
My pleasure.